Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's message? Donkey Sunday. Based on John chapter 12, listen to this verse. A great multitude heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. And they took palm branches out to greet him, and they cried out, "Hosanna, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat upon it. I invite you this morning to follow your sermon outline as we consider our theme, Donkey Sunday. What a name for a Sunday! Traditionally, of course, you know, this Sunday is called Palm Sunday, since the crowds welcomed Jesus to Jerusalem, waving their palm branches. And of course, we did so at the beginning of our service today as well. So why are we talking about Donkey Sunday? Well, perhaps you've seen TV shows, movie clips, or documentaries about when our soldiers come home from war. Whether it's World War II or Iraq or Afghanistan, I've seen it personally since I used to live near a military base in Edmonton. Flags line the parade routes. People yelling out words of thanks and bless you to the soldiers. Dignitaries riding in special vehicles. One glance told you, this is a victory parade. And things were pretty much the same in biblical days. When a king or a general won a mighty victory over an enemy, they returned home to a time of celebrations, and crowd lined the streets, often waving palm branches, an ancient symbol of victory. The king or the general would ride in the parade on a mighty steed, a beautiful mount, a war horse, prancing in pride. One look told you, this is a victory parade. And today's gospel reading, we see Jesus riding to Jerusalem to begin the last week of his earthly life. The crowds line the streets, shouts of praise filled the air. Jesus is acclaimed the King of Israel, and palm branches are waved. One glance tells you, what is this? This is a victory parade. Except, Jesus is riding on a donkey. Not a fancy chariot. Not a magnificent horse that's tall and mighty. On a donkey. A little donkey. It's not been to war. It's not impressive. It's a donkey. Why a donkey? St. John gives us a hint in verse 15 when he quotes the Old Testament prophet Zechariah. As it is written, "Fear not, O daughter of Zion. Behold, your king comes to you sitting on a donkey's colt." Jesus' strange choice of a donkey for his parade vehicle not only fulfills Old Testament prophecy, but it points out to us the real enemies he has come to defeat. Jesus, riding on a donkey, proclaims a victory that he will win by the end of that week. A victory made possible by a cross and an empty tomb. This victory parade by Jesus on Palm Sunday is a victory parade in advance of the victory. Well, what enemies are we talking about? And what does a donkey have to do with it? Who were Jesus' enemies? The Jewish people lining the streets of Jerusalem probably thought the enemies were the enemy Roman government and their occupation troops that made their lives constantly so miserable. They were looking for a Messiah who would kick the Romans out of Jerusalem. One could possibly argue that the Roman soldiers were Jesus' enemies, because it was them that nailed his hands and feet to the cross. But a greater enemy than the Roman soldiers turns out to be Jesus' own people, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the chief priests. All throughout Jesus' ministry, he's running into conflict with these Jewish religious leaders. Their self-righteousness and their mean-spirited legalism clashes with Jesus' compassion and love for all people. And now with this Palm Sunday victory parade, Jesus' popularity with the people is increasing. So these leaders conspired with some of the crowd who were shouting hosannas on Palm Sunday to a few days later that week change their hosannas to crucify him. These leaders conspired to get the Roman soldiers to do their dirty work of crucifying the Lord. But we still haven't gone far enough. An even greater enemy of what's driving this religious leaders to do what they're doing to Jesus is next. Look at your sermon outline. Jealousy. The people are following Jesus instead of them. Fear. They're afraid because of Jesus they may lose their positions of personal power. Hatred. Because Jesus constantly tells them that they can't hide behind their religious activities. Greed. Jesus attacks their money-making schemes in the temple. Anger. They really are upset when Jesus claims and then demonstrates that he truly is the Son of God. Jealousy, fear, hatred, greed, and anger. My friends, all of a sudden, this is brought closer to home and closer to our own lives. Jealousy, fear, hatred, greed, and anger come from deep within each one of us. We call it sin. We know sin as the dark places in our hearts and in our minds. We see this darkness in the world all around us, and we can't help but be affected by it. And as if sin were not bad enough, we realize that behind the power of sin is the demonic power of the devil himself. But we still haven't gone far enough. There is still one last enemy to name. Can you guess what it is? It's our last and greatest enemy, the enemy called death. Unless Jesus comes back relatively soon, there will not be one of us here today who will escape the final enemy called death. In this place, yesterday morning, we remembered the death of Mr. C.J. Tien, the papa of Amy and Wesley, father-in-law of Alvaro, the grandchildren, the grandfather of their children. We celebrated that death is the final enemy we have to face, but in Jesus Christ, the death does not have the last word. If you looked at a copy of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the newspaper for the city of St. Louis, Missouri, on October 29th, 2010, you would have seen a cartoon. Our cartoon was making a statement about GPS technology, Global Positioning System. I actually have one. I am technologically challenged, but one of our members gave it to us as a gift for our travels. A GPS is a device that gives you directions, gives you locations by telling you where to turn, has a map on the screen, and often, usually, a pleasant computer voice. Our GPS voice is an Australian bloke. But in this cartoon in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the box read, not GPS, but INS, the inevitable navigation system. A picture is of a cemetery with a number of headstones and one freshly dug grave. At Ocean View Cemetery in Burnaby yesterday, many of us gathered at a freshly dug grave, did we not? In this cartoon is a freshly dug grave. And a car has just driven into that open grave. And the voice coming from the GPS in the car says this: you have now reached your final destination. The cartoon uses humor to open our eyes to reality. The last great enemy we face is death. Holy Scripture says the soul that sins shall surely die. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Do you see who the real enemies are? Not just some Roman soldiers and religious leaders back then. Jesus is going up against the very enemies that plague us today. Sin, devil, death, and the grave. And how does Jesus go into battle against these enemies? On a donkey. This sounds pretty strange. Since the donkey was an animal of peace, not war. A donkey was an animal, but by its very nature conveyed humility and gentleness. Great generals never commanded their subordinates, "Saddle up my donkey for me. I must charge into battle." Never happened. A donkey was a peaceful animal. For goodness sakes, it was on the back of a gentle donkey that 9-month pregnant Mary rode for so long to give birth to baby Jesus in a stable. And now, 33 years later, that same Jesus rides on a donkey and he's going to battle for you and for me. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey that day to show us just how he would defeat our true enemies, not the Romans. Sin, devil, death, and grave. The Prince of Peace rode into Jerusalem on an animal of peace. He came to make the victory parade come true. God's victory would come as his peace would conquer all that would destroy us. Why do you think the Bible says, "And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your minds in Christ Jesus"? How did Jesus get the victory? What did he do? He let those enemies do their worst to him. He let the enemies of sin, death, devil, and grave give him their best shot. He did not stop the violence done to him. He willingly went to the cross. All of our jealousy, fear, hatred, greed, anger, sin, evil, and death surrounded him. And when upon the cross our precious Jesus died and darkness covered the earth, it looked like those enemies had won. It looked like Jesus had been defeated. He was beaten. He was battered. He was bloodied. He was buried. Satan and all the powers of evil had to be cheering. Hooray, they must have been thinking. We've won. But we know better. We know what happened next. We know of an Easter morning that shattered the darkest places of sin. We know of a stone that was rolled away to proclaim that death could never hold him. We know of a Savior who rose in victory to spit in the face of Satan, to spit in the face of death and the grave. And the real victory parade, the real victory parade, has been going on ever since. Every hymn of praise that we sing is added to the hosannas of praise in the crowd on Palm Sunday. Every prayer we say rises the volume of that celebration. Every day we follow Jesus in the life of loving obedience, we're joining the crowd that followed Jesus on that first Palm Sunday. Every loving act of service we give to somebody else in need is like the palm branches being waved one more time. So today, and next Sunday, what is it, by the way? And every Sunday after that, we join in the victory parade with our Lord Jesus, the parade that finally takes us to an eternity in heaven. And that's what we celebrated yesterday right here with Mr. C.J. Tien. He's in the victory parade. You see, that cartoon in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch had it all wrong. The inevitable navigation system will lead us to that enemy called death, but it is not our final destination. Our final destination is an eternal victory parade, celebrating with all the saints Jesus has won for us when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Thank God for Palm Sunday. But perhaps a better name for this victory parade is Donkey Sunday. So, blessed Donkey Sunday to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.